The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Watch out. Two misogynistic,
POTUS-loving, egomaniacal idiots
are about to spout their
political views
under the guise of a financial advice show.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, member FINRA SIPC.
And if you don't think politics matters, for all you left-wing nut jobs that come in and say, you should talk money, the market has been volatile for the Fed and trade. I think those two are political, huh?
Live from the WBEN studios.
Place where money meets politics.
We will talk some politics, a lot of politics. We do talk some money.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, and New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro in for Mike Lomas today. He will be back on here next week. And thanks for joining us today, Dave. We certainly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule.
Always a pleasure. Loaded for bear.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to cover. I mean, the stuff that's coming out of New York State and Albany is fast and furious. And, man, when we talk about Venezuela, we talk about California, we talk about, you know, excuse me, things taking one generation of time, 10, 20 years, I think New York State will look like California within 3 to 5 based on what they're doing. So we'll talk about all those things today and much, much more. We'll talk markets as well, of course. Always an open mic session if you want to join us. 803-0930. *930 is a free call and a cell. 1-800-616-9236. Text line at 3930 as well. You can join us there. And Dave, why don't you tease everybody about some of the bills that are coming that we'll be talking about today. Just run down a list of some of the stuff that that is coming down the pike here in Albany.
Okay. Sanctuary state next year. New York State, the entire state will be a sanctuary state. Parole at 55 for all convicted felons, as long as they've served, I think, 5 years of whatever their sentence is. We've got a law prohibiting discrimination based on criminal history when you sell any kind of property. So you could sell your home to a pedophile, and you can't ask anything about it. So you can't even ask that. Get any in your neighborhood. Vaccines. That's a huge one. The vaccine issue next year, January first week. They're talking about the HPV, a Gardasil vaccine, being mandatory for every child over the age of 8, as far down as second grade. And that's just also
crazy.
You can't. No, they want to outlaw next year any hatching of any animals in the schools, especially chickens, because little chicks, after they're hatched and you use them in the science project, they die a horrible death. I don't know how, but they do. And they want to take out anything like that out of the school system.
How do they die? Do we have any idea?
No, I think. Well, what they usually do is they give them to a shelter after they use them in the experiment of hatching them.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough. So
I guess not. All right. Well, we'll talk about that and much, much more, of course. Always an open mic session, folks. You want to join us again, 803-0930-*930. We're going to get into a lot of that. Before we get to really get into some of those things, I want to plug a couple events before I forget. This week, we've got a couple of huge events coming up. On Wednesday evening at 6:15, our economic and markets update. So this thing is pretty much full at this point, but if you want to try to get in, you can give us a call at the office, 633-1515. We're going to have Paul Meeks in town. Paul is on CNBC, on a regularly featured guest, guru in technology, chartered financial analyst on our investment committee. He'll be in town along with John Thur, who's in our office here, another more senior member of our investment committee, also a chartered financial analyst. And Dan Neiman will be up from California. He is our chief investment officer for our money management arm, Independent Solutions. And we're going to all be at the Marriott doing a kind of a question answer in our theme of bringing Wall Street to Main Street, or in this case, bringing Wall Street to Sheridan Drive in the Marriott, but giving an opportunity for our clients and members of the public to ask questions of analysts on Wall Street and to kind of pick their brain, so to speak. And we'll be doing a little presentation as well, and that will be, I think, 200 is the max capacity there. So again, 633-1515. Same day, this Wednesday, October 23rd, for lunch. For investment professionals only, we are doing a private luncheon with Paul Meeks Kind of just a 20-person luncheon over at Black and Blue. We do have, I think, just about 3 seats left. So if you are an investment professional and you'd like to attend that luncheon with Paul Meeks, you can call us again at the office at 633-1515 or go to our website to register at thefinancialguys.com. The website, by the way, is the resource to find out all the different things that we're doing, whether it be TFG Academy, Medicare Mondays, our social media links, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channel, podcast. You can find it all there and much more at thefinancialguys.com. All right, let me start with some national stuff here before we get into the state stuff, because I wanted to play a quick video. It's funny when, you know, these Democrats just think, when they're doing interviews on CNN, especially MSNBC, that they're going to get, you know, these puff questions. And every time they get like a slightly difficult follow-up, they're just like, they're frozen. I don't know what to say. What's coming out of this impeachment hearing is exactly what Mike and I said was going to happen, and I think a lot of people said was going to happen, is that they're going to keep this behind closed doors. They're not going to let anybody talk to the witnesses or know who they are. They're not going to let any Republicans in there. And then what you're going to get is you're going to get the leaks that Schiff wants to spin to the media. Now, shame on the media for just taking it and running with it. Now, Schiff has already gone on record as falsifying the transcript that he read. He read a fake transcript. It wasn't bad enough, so he had to make it up. So if I'm in the media and I have any shred of integrity at all, wouldn't I be questioning, you know, or would I at least lead the article with Schiff, who has lied before about testimony or falsifying the things that were said, is now saying that the witness said such and such? Wouldn't you couch it with that to begin with, Dave? If it was Republican, you know that they would.
You're asking a lot.
Right?
Yeah. Of course we would, but that's not how the game's played nationally with the leftists.
So here is an interview, and this is hilarious, with Anderson Cooper and Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris is really, I don't know why she's still even in the race. She's got no chance. She just makes herself look like a fool every time she opens her mouth. But they're talking about Rudy Giuliani and the impeachment and the whole Ukrainian thing. And, she says multiple times, I'm going to play this interview. It's about a minute and a half. She says multiple times, there's clearly crimes that have been committed. And then the natural follow-up question for Anderson Cooper was, well, can you run down a list of some of those crimes? And you just hear the crickets. It's hilarious. Let me just play this interview. This is priceless.
Attorney of the President of the United States, clearly implicitly being given permission to act as though he is an arm of the government and the State Department. And it's a violation of an extraordinary number of rules and ethical laws about who should do what. And I'm just glad to see that the process is beginning to really do the investigation into Rudy Giuliani. He has clearly broken many laws.
Clearly.
And, you know, I was listening to
many
the
laws.
Report and as you were playing it, and it also raises for me questions about, you know, again, who knew what in the administration? As I've been thinking about it, clearly there are questions to be asked of the chief of staff. We've talked about Mick Mulvaney, but I frankly think that we should also be asking questions of John Kelly and Reince Priebus, because clearly for a long time now we've been talking about bad behaviors coming from this administration and coming from the desk of the President of the United States.
Are there specific laws you believe Giuliani has broken or may have broken?
Well,
I don't know, I think
that the range
I don't know
not only
we're gonna find out.
Abuse of power and perhaps
power.
Misstatement okay. and mischaracterization of his role and his responsibilities.
Not a crime.
But I also really do wonder just instinctively whether there's been any bribery associated with Giuliani's conduct. I think there are a number of questions.
Now, keep in mind, we have a video where Joe Biden is saying, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not getting the money. Right. How many times did we have instances of the Democrats lining their pockets at the expense of the American people for pay to play type of schemes, whether it's Clinton and the uranium, whether it's, China and the $1.5 billion to Hunter Biden, whether it's the Ukrainian oil company putting these people on, whether it's Biden threatening them, saying you're not going to. I mean,
Al Gore, Clinton's daughter.
I mean, it's amazing. These folks are like the master projectionists. Anything that they're in overdrive now, because they know that when Barack Obama was elected in the president of the United States in 2008, It was open the vault and loot, line your pockets to the best of your ability. And that's what every Democrat started to do. You got Nancy Pelosi buying IPOs, going from, you know, doubling her net worth throughout that time. Now a $218 million net worth, or $238 million net worth. You got Elijah Cummings, who just passed away this week. I guess his biggest crime was getting caught. His wife basically laundering money, paying the, you know, the charity, which then paid her private company for consulting so that she could just put that money right into her pocket. Again, I mean, you've got so much of that stuff in the Democrat Party. And here we're, you know, the question is, well, you said clearly there's all these crimes. What crimes? We're going to find out. What are you going to find out? You're a former prosecutor, Kamala. Shouldn't you be? You said clearly there's crimes that have been committed. You guys list out those crimes. It was like Schiff, right? We have all this evidence. Okay, where's the evidence?
Hey, Glenn, did you see her? When I saw that take, and when he asked her that question, her eyes sort of crossed. She was like, why did you ask me that question? What are you doing?
They're so shocked by it. It's hilarious. They're like, well, you're not supposed to. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's like when I asked a question about Biden, just say there's any corruption there with your son. No corruption. There's no corruption here. No corruption anywhere. Didn't look into this. No corruption. Focus on this man. He's the corrupt one. Orange man bad. Focus on him. I mean, it's so upset. It's hilarious. Yeah. All right. We got to take a very short break, folks. You want to join us, 803-0930-930. Gina and Amherst, you're up on deck first. We'll get to you shortly. I've got more videos to play as well, and then we'll jump into the kind of lunacy that is New York State. We're going to kind of do some comparisons of Seattle and L.A. and San Francisco. You know, you look around the country, and you see these places, including Baltimore, right? Elijah Cummings' home district. That's a disaster, right? One of the highest murder rates in the country. You know, you look at all the California, the highest gap between the rich and the poor, highest rate of poverty, highest rate of homelessness, half the homeless population living in California, almost half the poverty folks living in California as well. It's an absolute disaster out there. And, you know, coming to a town in New York near you soon. So we'll talk about that and much, much more here. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
All righty, welcome back. We've got the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. News Radio 930 WBEN. I love that clip. I laugh every time I hear it. Do you? No.
No.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off. What a, I mean, they just, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. And maybe it's just because you get busier as you get older in life and, you know, kids and all these things. But I mean, the shows nowadays and the things that are on TV are just garbage. I mean, is that just me? Or are there things that I should be looking at or watching that I'm just not tuned into?
No, Hogan's Heroes.
But that's old. That's not a new show, is it?
Well, no, it is. But then also, the newest show, the only show I watch that's really new is Last Man Standing with Tim Allen.
Yeah, so that's a good one. But everything else, though, I mean, you know, you think about the old school, the Friends, the Cheers, the Seinfeld. I mean, these were even back into the 80s, right? You know, not to mention Bill Cosby, but it was a good show, despite the fact that he's a creep. But what was the other one? Michael P. Keaton, you know, that Family Ties and all these great shows, you know, these great sitcoms throughout the years. Now we get this garbage that lasts 2 or 3 years and then it's gone because it's garbage and people get tired of it. So I don't know what's going on, but
I can't believe they still have that show with Rosie O'Donnell and she's off the air.
Was it the Coopermans or something like that? Does
anybody watch it? Maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't watch it when Roseanne was on. I'm not a big Roseanne fan to begin with. I don't know which side of the aisle she's on, but the fact that people are still watching it, still on without her is a joke. But anyway. All right. If you want to join us here, 803-0930-930. We're going to go to Mike Spiraz in just a second to get a check-in on property cans. But before I do, I promised Gina that she would be the first up on deck. So we will go to Gina in Amherst. Gina, you're live with the Financial Guys on WBEN. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for keeping your promise.
You betcha.
I was just calling to state my belief on this whole vaccination thing and the laws. And number one, I think we are so blessed to have David DiPietro as an assemblyman that's standing up for our rights as a parent that was affected by the religious exemption bill and now seeing some of the other things that are coming down the pipeline. It is very scary that not only am I not allowed to protect my children against what I feel is, you know, from my personal religious beliefs is correct, but also that many parents just don't have rights anymore. It kind of concerns me that Governor Cuomo is passing all these laws to, you know, ban or to put on the ingredients for tampons or to ban plastics because of the chemicals, but they don't talk about what's in these vaccines that are injuring some children. And it might not be all of them, but one size doesn't fit all. And until somebody actually exposes that and really looks into it, we're going to have a whole lot of monstrosity following because no one's standing up to that. And it breaks my heart because I know many people, like I was injured by the HPV vaccine. I'm an educator, and I know one of my students' parents that actually died from the HPV vaccine from complications from it. So this law that's coming up is just a, you know, leading down that trail as the religious exemption bill did as well.
Well, this is a parents' rights issue, and the Democrat Party believes, and they have said this openly. I think it was, I can't remember the lady's name that was on, she's a professor that was on MSNBC, but she said flat out in the 30-second commercial they produced that, you know, we got to stop thinking about kids as our children. And think about them as more of a collective owned by the state. I shouldn't say owned by the state, but that's what she implied. And that's what they want. They want to have, you know, from the time that the child is 2 to 3 years old, they want to have complete control with universal pre-K all the way through so they can indoctrinate them. There's no other way for them to win elections. The policies that they put forth, they can't debate them. Right? Poland Cars will not come on this show and talk about the success of his liberal progressive policies because he can't, right? Yeah. You look at the results. I don't care if it's the homelessness, the gap between the rich and the poor. We talk a lot about the economic side of the bad, you know, the disastrous outcomes of liberal progressive policies. But there's the other outcomes of that we don't talk as much as we probably should of the losing of rights, right? The losing of our freedom of speech, the losing of the rights to protect our children, or just to look, you know, my wife and I decided to go ahead with the vaccine for our daughters, right? But it was a long discussion between us. We talked a lot about it, and we did a lot of research, and we talked to a lot of doctors, and we got multiple opinions. But at the end of the day, that was my wife and I's decision to make. Not some government bureaucrat, not Governor Cuomo, right? It's my family decision to make and what we want to do, just like it's your family decision to make. But let me ask you this, Gina. What are you going to do? And at some point, you know, what's the line for you? Like, what at what point do they cross, or what is that line in the sand where you say, I just got to move to Pennsylvania? Or I just got to move to Carolina or fill in the blank here because I'm not going to subject my family, myself or my kids to, you know, something I disagree with.
Yeah, well, it's actually getting to that point. And, you know, I actually pulled my kids from the Christian school that I sent them to. Obviously, because of this law, I chose not to comply. And I am, you know, my husband and I have a few more years until we actually more than likely, if things don't turn around, we are going to move because I'm not going to inject my children. I'm not going to let the government tell me what I can and cannot do with my child. I mean, they didn't birth this child. I did. You know, I'm the one that's paying the bills for these children. You know, I'm not on government assistance. I don't do, you know, rely on the government for stuff like that. So these are my kids. And, you know, it's getting to that point. And I think a lot of people are starting to feel that. I know a lot of people are very upset with the Democratic side and the fact that they are enforcing these, even though they are Democrats. But it's getting to that point. I work two jobs. I'm an educator in Buffalo, and I also waitress part-time. And I have to homeschool my daughters now, and it is very tiring. It is very difficult because, you know, you're going to work all day, and then you're coming home, and you're having to school your children because you want to protect them as your parent. You know, as a parent, you want to have that.
And yet, you're still paying property taxes and school taxes. It's amazing.
Yep, I'm still paying property and school taxes. I had to pay for my curriculum for homeschooling. Mm-hmm. I have to now pay someone to.
Well, wait till they outlaw that. That's next, right? That'll be the next step in New York State. And they have thrown this out there, and they have put out trial balloons. But you know, places like Germany, you cannot homeschool your children. They go into the indoctrination mill, whether you like it or not. You don't have rights as a parent there. That's what you get. They will come to your house, they will take your child, and they will force them to go into a school. You know, that's the same mentality that the Democrats have here, and I think that's something that they'd like to get to. So don't be surprised if that's the next step. They say, no, you can't make those decisions and educate your own children.
Yeah, Gina, keep the faith on that, too, because we're going to beat that back next year. We're getting so much resistance.
Oh, yeah, and I really am. I actually want to put this out there, too, that I really feel that they are, because there's been talk, and I know I heard, I think it was Dinowitz when he was on the assembly floor trying to state his, idiotic points, if I can use that word on the show, that, he's going to come after educators next. And I really feel that once they start to impress this upon adults, they're really going to get that backlash because.
I hope so. I keep thinking that, Gina, whether it's this, whether it's gun control, whether it's abortion, whether it's like this, is this the backlash? Is this going to bring out the masses of Republicans to beat back the liberal socialism lunacy that we're having? But it doesn't happen. Like, it doesn't happen. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. And keep the faith for sure. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you, Gina. Mike Sprazel, we'll get to you next after the bottom of the hour. We're going to be a little bit tight here to try to get you in. Rick, Frank, and Allison, we will get to you as well. I promise we will roll right through the phone lines and continue to discuss not only this, but a lot of different things. There's always these different triggering things. Certain people are very upset about, having control over their kids and what they inject into their bodies or the vaccinations and things like that. Some people are concerned about gun control, right? Some people are, the abortion bill, that puts them over the edge. I mean, it's just I keep hearing that this is going to, but yet we continue to lurch further to the left. And I think that we're going to end up looking a lot like California, where I don't think there is a comeback for them. I just don't see it. In fact, in California now, they have just allowed illegal aliens to sit onto boards and committees that will now make laws that we have to follow, or they have to follow. Not we, because I would never move there in California. So anyway, all right, 803-0930, star 930 is a free call if you want to join us. 633-1515, by the way, if you want to call us at the office. If you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. Use us as a resource. All right, Financial Guys, right back here. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
Everybody, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. Actually, New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro in for Mike Lomas today.
Yep.
Thank you again, Dave, for coming in. Appreciate it. We're going to get to all the other stuff, too. We're going to roll right through the phones and keep just plugging away. Quick question, actually, for you, Dave, on the HPV vaccine mandate. I know that Gina had mentioned that she can't keep her kids in school. Is that all vaccines, or is that specific? Because HPV is not it's a cancer treatment, right? It's not a catchy, contagious type of thing. Is that mandatory to have that as well before you go to public school?
Yeah, starting next year, that's what they want. Right now, they introduced the full vaccinations. In 1962, there were three that we mm-hmm. took. In 1980 through 83, Glenn, we took 11. Mm-hmm. DTIP and smallpox, polio. But in 2019, the one they just passed from 11, it goes to 55 mandated vaccines.
55?
55, yes, 55. That's why there's the big outcry against it.
55? Wait a minute now. Do we have? I didn't realize we had 55 things we could vaccinate ourselves against.
I got them right in front of me. Yeah, there's 55 that now you have to take it. I've had parents tell me that their kids are going in, their young kids. My daughter just got a notice last week that if she didn't have, she was missing one vaccination. If she didn't have a scheduled for that, next week she would have to leave school. She would not be allowed back in school. She didn't have her appointment set, and we could show her the doctor appointment. She would have to leave. So but HPV is not contagious. It's sexually transmitted. So why are you telling people they have to have this vaccine? It goes beyond the scope of anything we've seen. This is Albany upside down at its worst. And they are all for it, screaming for it. Like I've been telling people every day on my Facebook, get ready. You better get activated now, because come January 1st, before everybody, when we get to back in Albany on January 1st, Glenn, yeah. Everything's going to be disorganized. So the first day we go into session, as soon as we get there, they're going to pass this. There'll be no opposition to it because there'll be no organization.
No, they'll rush it through.
This
is what they do, right? Because, again, if there's open and honest debate, they lose, right? If there's open and honest debate and people talk about this stuff, nobody wants it. So the goal for them is to get this pushed through in the middle of the night, if at all possible, and that's exactly what they do. They kind of jam this stuff through in an emergency session, which is a complete abuse of power, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's a joke.
Yeah, there's 7 countries now that have outlawed it. I think there's a number of countries that are looking into it. You got to remember, this whole thing started in 86. And I'll tell you, the vaccine manufacturers and the doctors were indemnified for liability or death or injury from the vaccination in 86. Okay. It's called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And so the federal government now, because you can't sue Gardasil or Merck or Pfizer. You sue the federal government, and good luck with that.
Yeah,
but they have paid out over $4 billion.
Right.
So it's just crazy what's going on here.
All right. Rick, Frank, and Allison, we're going to get to you next. But before we do, let's go to Mike Spiraza. Mike runs our PNC side of the Financial Guys, doing a great job with helping folks to protect the assets and the wealth that they've accumulated, right? A big thing that we kind of sometimes forget about. We talk life insurance oftentimes, but sometimes we forget about the liability and things like that that Dave just mentioned. Right, Mike?
Hi, Glenn. How are you? Yeah, so, it's interesting. I had a couple interesting appointments this week, and that's why I wanted to call in today. Sometimes I've been seeing that, people maybe don't know what they're being insured for or how the policy's written. And I'll give you an example this week. A gentleman came in with a flood policy that he had that was about $3,700 a year. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'd never seen something that high. So I did some research for him, and him and I called the company together, and they told him, well, you're being insured for a non-primary residence. So we looked at that, and we said, well, wait a minute, that's his primary residence. He's lived there for 15 years. The premium should have been under $2,000 a year.
Ooh.
For flood insurance, and he's been paying about $3,700 the last couple of years, and it's been going on for 12, 15 years now.
Wow.
So you're talking about $20,000 in wasted premiums over that time.
The problem is you can only get back up to 5 years if they can rewrite the policy for you to get it the way it should have been. So,
right.
Well,
at least you get some back. I would have thought you got none back.
Right. He's going to get some back. But
that's good.
I mean, it's just that's why I say you got to review these things as much as you
can. No doubt.
Because you just never know. Maybe something was done wrong internally. Maybe something got changed. You just want to make sure of that you're being insured the right way, because it's costly, and that's something that he'll never get all that back. So,
well, and these insurance companies, they don't necessarily call out to you and say, hey, just want to check in and make sure you're getting the lowest premium possible, right? I mean, we found that out with Travelers, right? I was, I had my two daughters are now driving. And so as I went through that process, of course, I called Mike and said, okay, let's take a look around and see what we can do. And we called one of the companies, I think it was Travelers, and they said, oh, well, we have a new policy out now for the last couple of years that would lower your premiums by a few grand. Oh, well, thanks for the heads up. Like, I didn't get that memo, right? They don't bring it to your attention unless you reach out to them, or you have somebody like Mike that can do it for you.
And that's another thing, too. I just had that this week, too, with somebody that they had been with the same company 15 years, and they said the same thing. They called up and told them they were going to leave. A couple of years ago, the company rewrote the auto, but we still looked at everything this past week. And auto, home, and umbrella, 3 cars, 1 home, the umbrella, and he was paying over $4,000 a year, and we ended up getting him back down to $2,600 just this week. So, you just got to take a look at these things, because sometimes you stay somewhere and you show loyalty, but they don't necessarily show the loyalty back to you and save you money when they can. So,
no, definitely not.
So,
all right, perfect. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. 633-1515. If you'd like to give Mike a call, as we say, 16 minutes, he'll shop 30 companies for you and make sure you're getting the right coverage as well as the lowest price. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
All right, Trey. It's Mike Spiraza again, 633-1515. And it's important. You forget about that kind of stuff. But if you get into a car accident and you get sued and you don't have the right coverage and you've spent your whole life building wealth, you know, it's one thing that, you know, we're good at building wealth. But sometimes, again, you know, we don't often think about the protection of that wealth that we work so hard to build. So don't make that mistake. It's an easy phone call. And again, 16 minutes and he'll shop 30 companies for you and review your existing coverage. Again, 633-1515 to talk to Mike or any of our investment professionals. We have a whole team that work in a lot of different areas. Certified Social Security claiming strategists, chartered financial analysts, certified financial planners, certified divorce financial analysts, college folks, experts. You know, retirement planning, of course, investment planning with our investment committee. You get a great economic and markets update this week, October 23rd, 6:15 at the Marriott. Reservations are required, but we do have some seats available if you'd like to meet our investment committee. 175 years of investment experience. Paul Meeks, chartered financial analyst on CNBC on a regular basis, pretty much every week. Claim the fame being the largest tech manager in the world back in the dot-com days. He manages a suite of technology portfolios for Merrill Lynch. We've got John Thurr in our local office. He does our quarterly economic commentary in our Spindrift Trading Center each and every quarter. This is he'll be with us as well. He's our most senior member of our investment committee, almost 40 years in the business. Also a chartered financial analyst and many others. We got Dan Neiman coming in from California, and he's our chief investment officer, also the manager of the Large Cap Value Fund. So they'll be there and much more. Again, if you want my final information on that, call our office or go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right, let's go to the phones if we can. And I think Rick is the first up on deck. Rick, welcome to the program. You're live with the Financial Guys and Dave DiPietro.
Thank you. Would you be willing to run down a quick primer about annuities? Sure. I'm 67 years old, if that makes a difference.
Well, it sometimes it can. I mean, annuities are tax-deferred vehicles, so if you're under 59 and a half, you have to be aware that if you withdraw money from that at that point early, if it's gains, you would have to pay a 10% IRS penalty on top of the taxes. But annuities are just like any other product, right? There's good, you know, uses for them. There's bad uses for them. So, you know, I think the idea is to try to figure out what you're trying to accomplish. Annuities are really insurance contracts that have underlying investments in some cases. Some cases there are fixed products where you're just getting a stated rate of return. There are annuity products that are linked to an index, so you get a certain percentage of that index with a floor underneath. Those are pretty rare in New York. They don't have a whole lot of those. And then there's immediate annuities where you can, trade a lump sum of money, so to speak, to an insurance company for an income stream that could either be a lifetime income or a period certain, like a 5-year or a 10-year. And sometimes we'll use those types of products to fill an income gap. If we're trying to wait until you're, 70 to draw your maximize or optimize your Social Security for tax efficiencies, we might use an immediate income stream, like an immediate annuity or something like that. So the drawbacks of annuities, some of the positives I mentioned, the tax deferral, things like that, the flexibility of the investment options sometimes, some of the guarantees. They have living benefits sometimes. You can, if you pay a little extra a fee, you'll get a guaranteed income if that's what you're looking for. Some of the drawbacks, of course, is that you have a higher cost product because you're paying insurance costs for some of those benefits. Oftentimes you have a surrender period, so you are not as liquid as you might be in another product. Like a mutual fund maybe, or an ETF or an individual stock portfolio or a fee-based portfolio. So, there's no right or wrong when it comes to investing. It's really what you're trying to accomplish with the money that you have. And, if you're looking for income or guarantees, and that may be the right product. If you're looking for liquidity, it's probably not the right product. So what I would say, Rick, is, consult an investment professional and try to really figure out, what you're trying to do, and then we can try to find the best product and service, and talk about the pluses and minuses of those things to make an intelligent and informed decision.
Okay, I see. Very good. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. So, if you want us to do that analysis for you, or if you'd like to come into our office to pull a plan together or try to figure out what the best product is going to work for you, give us a call at the office, 633-1515. Appreciate the call.
I do, and I will.
All right, terrific. Let's move on and go to Frank in Holland. Hi, Frank. You're live with the Financial Guys. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I love the topic here that you just brought up with the HPV vaccines. Mm-hmm. On my way back from class, I go to SUNY Empire in Cheektowaga, and I hear that I'm going to have to get an HPV vaccine if I want to go to school. I'm 52 years old.
Is this the Frank I know from Holland?
The information.
Is this the Frank I know from Holland?
This is the Frank you know from Holland. I would love to work with you on getting this abolished before it even gets to be law.
Well, Frank, I just a real quick aside. I have written a letter to the DOT regarding that Holland Route 16 situation. If you were,
I love it. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, just FYI. Let's go back to your topic. Sorry about that, but I just wanted to let you know that'll be coming shortly. Go ahead on the vaccine. What do you think, Frank?
I'm obviously against it, but I want to know, who do I sue? How do I sue? And how do I get it done?
The federal government. You cannot sue the drug companies, Pfizer and Merck. You cannot sue them. They've been indemnified since 1986. So you have to take a class action suit against the federal government because they're protecting them, and then you'll get something for them.
Dave, can you file a suit? I know, we're not attorneys here, but can we file a suit to try to get an injunction to stop this from going into effect in January for people that are affected by this?
Yes, we can. And that's what they did with the original vaccination. But again, in New York State with the liberal courts, good luck. Good luck. Any of these things that we do in Albany, we call it a 1 in 5. And that's what the Democrats, the gentleman who sat next to me would laugh at me. And it just every time I'd argue a bill, he'd go 1 in 5, Dave, 1 in 5, meaning the Democrats know this, meaning we're going to pass it anyway. And it could be totally unconstitutional, but it's going to take you at least 5 years and $1 million to fight it. And good luck in New York. So the 1 in 5, that's what they laugh at all the time on all these bills. You name them.
So to get another job. I'm retraining myself to get another job. So if they do this and I can't go to school, my loans kick in. I don't have the completed bachelor's degree. And I'm
Frank, this only goes to age 18.
Okay. That's one of the main things. But you know what the precedent is? It still needs to be defeated. This is nonsense.
Oh, exactly.
Well, this to me comes down to, again, our freedoms and liberties in New York State, right? So I'm not against vaccines. I'm not one that thinks that there's issues with them. I don't agree with 55 of them. I think it's out of control when you're talking about that many. But it's to me, this is an individual rights issue. You know, I'm just in the state of New York and California and places like that. I mean, we are getting shut down on no matter what it is, whether it's free speech. I mean, now you can't call somebody in New York City an illegal alien. Or you could be faced with a $250,000 fine and jail time. Well, guess what? Your feelings don't trump my First Amendment rights. I'm sorry if you're offended by that, but if you are here illegally, you're an illegal alien. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, undocumented, does it make you feel better? But that again, you're infringing on my First Amendment rights to make that statement. Now, if it's a derogatory type of slang word or something like that, I can see where you could maybe say, okay, that's inappropriate, but it's still free speech. And, unfortunately, again, or fortunately, the way you look at it, I mean, that's an important part of our republic, right? I mean, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a fundamental, a critically important part of this country and the fabric of this country. And, places like California and now New York are doing everything they can to assault those rights, whether it's, again, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, I mean, you name it. They want to take as many of those rights away. And so for me, this comes down to a parental issue. Like, these are the parents' decisions. And look, if you can't go to school or if they say you can't, that's fine. Okay, don't go to public school.
But what we think, Glenn. They don't think about that. They don't care about parents. They want to make the decision. Government.
Right.
They don't care
exactly.
about the parents' rights.
Exactly.
They don't care.
We're turning into the United Socialist States of America.
Let me just leave.
Well, places like New York we are, but I got to tell you, places like Florida and places like Texas are still fighting the good fight, fortunately. There's still places to go and to hide and to get away from the lunacy, at least for now.
But they don't understand, Glenn, that what we have to tell people is in New York, when I'm in Albany, the governor came right out and told us exactly his game plan a year ago. He said, if you're a Christian conservative, gun owner, right to life, get out.
Get
so
out.
All these things that they're doing, this isn't by chance. This is by design. They're mm-hmm. telling us to get out. They're pushing us out. That's what I hate. They're deliberately ruining lives. That's what they're doing in New York State. They're deliberately doing it, though, and that's sick. That is a sick thing to do. And watching people that I know who have been hurt by the vaccination, who have left this state because of these stupid, idiotic policies, is disgusting. They're doing it by design, and we have to wake up and realize that. It's an all-out assault on our values, and they know it, and they're pushing it, And yet we sit here and we say, oh, how do we fight it? We got to fight it tooth and nail. We can't let them do this every week to us.
Well, they're doing the best they can to create this liberal utopia that they think is going to resolve from their policies. But you look at California now, PG&E, just this week in the Wall Street Journal, the CEO came out and said, look, we may have to impose blackouts in California for the next decade.
Right.
That's what they're talking about now. You've got people there that are folding up their businesses saying, I've been out of power for days now. I can't run a business when I don't have power on a consistent basis. I mean, think about that, folks. You're trying to run a business in certain parts of California, and you're losing power for 48 hours every you know, week or so. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now you got a PG&E saying, well, look, this might be the way it's going to be for the next 10 years. I got to tell you, you're going to see an economic collapse in that state at some point because there's just not going to be anybody left that's going to be able to pay the bills, that's going to be, you know, making the money to you know, Hollywood and everything else will eventually flee too. Just like Wall Street is starting to flee Wall Street, right? The largest growth of financial institutions is Palm Beach, Florida. It's not New York City anymore. They're leaving New York City. We do, obviously, a lot of business with a lot of companies. We had one of the representatives in the office recently from AllianceBernstein. AllianceBernstein's a huge organization. They're one of the largest mutual fund companies in the country. They do a wonderful job, and they happen to we have a holding of AllianceBernstein growth in our allocation portfolios. And they said flat out, we left New York last year for Tennessee. We saved something like $70 million a year by leaving. You know, that billionaire just left. What was his name? I can't think of the top of my head now. He just upped and said bye-bye, going down to Miami, right?
Yep.
I mean, these are big, big players that are think about the tax revenue that a billionaire is paying. Not anymore. He's gone.
What right? You said about the moratorium, Con Ed and National Grid are already doing it down in New York City. They're already cutting off electric and gas. They can't supply it. They told the governor right. 2 years ago, if you don't allow that new pipeline to come in, we're going to have to shut it off. They're already doing it. They're already doing it. Businesses are storefronts are sitting vacant where people wanted to go in and open up a new business. I'm sorry, we can't supply you with the energy. And
that's
there's it's going crazy in New York City. It's going crazy because they can't do it. They can't. Yep. They won't supply them. It's already happening here.
Yes. If you want to see what's going to be, what New York's going to look like in the next 5 years, look no further than California. That is now having rolling blackouts that they can expect for the next 10 years. All right, we got to take a very short break. I've got Mike Hayflick coming up on the other side of the break just to plug an event for Social Security. Sorry to keep you holding, Mike. We'll get right to you. I promise, right on the other side of the break, if you want to join us, folks, 803-0930 and *930. We got a lot more to come. We'll roll right through the calls. I promise. Again, we'll get right back to them. Again, 803-0930 and *930. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. Give us a call at the office if you think like 633-1515, again, 633-1515, or use our website as a resource at thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. You've got Dave DiPietro in studio with Glenn Wiggle. Mike Lomas will be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
All right, welcome back. Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. And in studio today, New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. And the phones are really just lit up with this HPV. It's definitely struck a chord with a lot of people. We will get to all your phone calls, I promise. And we're going to move on to some of the other topics as well in the next hour. We're going to talk about the sanctuary state, what that means for us as far as our safety goes. We're going to talk about some of the other bills that are pending. The automatic parole at 55, the no bail. I mean, my gosh, it just, man, if you don't have your pistol permit to defend yourself, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I hate to say that. I mean, really, but it's, you're going to see crime. And I'm not talking about, you know, necessarily the you know, murders, you know, shoot to the roof, but you are going to definitely start to see a lot of petty crime. That'll be the first. It will be followed by, you know, some more violent crime, but you'll see the robberies, the break-ins, the things like that. Those will spike because there's no consequences now. You just get released right back out in the street. But anyway, all right, let's sneak in Mike Hayflick here. He's been waiting very patiently. I know, Mike, thank you so much. You got a busy weekend and wanted to give you a chance to talk about some upcoming events that we got going on.
Yeah, no problem. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm great. Was it Carl Icahn, the other billionaire?
Yes, thank you very much.
There you go. I didn't think it was me. I knew it wasn't me.
Well, you're not leaving, so that's good.
I haven't left New York yet, and I don't think I'm quite close to that billionaire status. No. anyway, we have a few events. One, I would just say, and this is something that people can go see off of the Financial Guys site, TFG Academy Workshop. And we have a November 6th event, but we're actually partnering with Louport Community Education and someone named Anita Muzzy. She's the coordinator. Ron Reinstein and I will be doing our Social Security claiming workshop right at Louport High School, senior high school, this week, Thursday the 24th, 6 o'clock. And to actually register for that, you actually have to get on, and you can either go to the Louport website under Community Ed, or just simply call 286-7244. That would be 286-7244. And we're really excited to partner with Louport, as we do with AAA. And, of course, we do our TFG Academy workshops quite regularly. So if anyone is in that 60 to 62 range of age and are wondering, how do you go about deciding on claiming Social Security benefits, please come to our workshops. I think you'll find them pretty worthwhile. And they're about an hour to an hour and a half, and our commitment to people is always to answer every single question we can answer before we leave those workshops. So
terrific.
Thank you.
And then, and then you'll be in our office on November 6th as well at 6:15 for our TFG Academy. So if you are in the Williamsville area or anywhere down around that area, you want to stop by for that, you can call the office or go to our website to register. Again, 633-1515 or thefinancialguys.com.
Absolutely. And this Thursday's event, I would say you don't have to be part of the Louport School District to attend. Mm-hmm. So, again, the number would be 286-7244. And tell Anita Muzzy that you'd like to attend.
Fabulous. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Take it easy, Mike.
Take care.
All right. Take care. And, you know, it's important, folks. I mean, you paid a lot of money to Social Security, and it's not just about maximizing. It's about optimizing, right, utilizing Social Security for the tax efficiency that it has. And so there's a lot of ways to do that. And, you know, if you want to maximize, you can go to a website, type in your age and what you're thinking life expectancy is going to be, and that'll tell you exactly what to do. But, again, it's not about maximizing. It's about optimizing, how to use it for its optimal purpose and most tax-efficient purpose. So if you want to find out more and learn more about that, you can either go to any of our events or just call the office to find out where Mike is going to be speaking over the next couple of weeks. You can call our office at 633-1515. You can also call that same number for a complimentary consultation. We have a number of different departments, as most folks who have listened regularly know, whether it be Medicare, which we'll be talking with Brian in the next hour about Medicare as well. Tis the season, retirement planning, investment planning, estate planning, and so much more. 633-1515. The Financial Guys is your one-stop financial shop. All right, very short break. We're going to come across the hall for a news break, and then we'll be back for a whole other hour with a lot more topics to go here. So stay tuned. You've got the Financial Guys with New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro in studio. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
Here's the thing, though. If we're going to start a huge multinational corporation, I'm going to have to hear you sing.
Can't you just trust that I'm a really, really good singer?
Just one song, so I know what your voice sounds like.
Yeah, I'll just do it. No big deal. I'll just dive into it and just...
It's time to talk money.
People talking.
It's Glenn Wiggle.
Talking about people.
And Mike Lomas.
I just ignore them, but they keep us saying we laugh. Just a little too loud. We stand just a little too close.
Alrighty, welcome back. I love that laugh at that one every time, too.
A great one.
Hilarious. Man, he is a funny guy, that Will Ferrell, that's for sure. But anyway, you've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, and New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro in for Mike Lomas here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We can get back to the phones in just a second. We are talking about some of the stuff coming down the pike in New York State here, and it really just is really amazing. I mean, you know, we're talking about the HPV vaccine, and that's obviously got a lot of people up in arms. The phone lines are packed with those calls, and we'll get to all those calls, I promise. But there's other things in the state that are going on as far as, you know, sanctuary state, ICE not being allowed in the courthouses, no longer being allowed to call somebody an illegal alien, you know, or you're you know, facing a felony charge, perhaps. No bail provisions, you know, just really anything sort of murder. Right? I mean, hey, look, you can now just go and, you know, rob a store, gas station, whatever. You're going to probably let right back out. There's no bail. You're going to get charged. You're going to see, you're going to be put right back on the street, and you're going to be asked to show up for your next court date. When you don't show up for that court date, then they go and they arrest you again. Do they let you back out and hope that you show up for the next court date? How does that work? Like, how many times do you get let back out on the street and not show up before they say, okay, if we let this guy back out, he's not coming back? I mean, is it just a constant revolving door? Well, or is there some sort of a catch that after the third time of them not showing up, they actually can hold them?
They're predicting, Glenn, New York State already has done studies. They're predicting this will increase police departments' costs by 10 to 15%, because as all these low-level criminals, and they're now, some are not low-level, they don't show up. The police are going to have to now spend their time not looking not watching the community. They're going to have to looking for people that didn't show up for their court. And this goes to the point of also, if you saw about 4 months ago, two people arrested in New York City. They had, I'm just going to guess, it was like something like 20 pounds of fentanyl, enough to wipe out the city.
Wow.
One was from Guatemala, okay? Under this new bill that'll hit in January, they would both have been released on their own recognizance, okay? No bail. Do you think that illegal alien from Guatemala was going to return back to the court and say, hey, I'm here, give me 25 years in jail, I'd love to be, you know? This is a complete and utter joke, and it's getting kicked back all over this state. But the fact is, how did we get it? We let the far left in Albany just dictate, New York City dictate. And I got to say this too. You got a bunch of Democrats in Western New York. Don't let them off the hook. Don't let them off the hook. Mm-hmm. Some of them may have voted for it, maybe not, but none of them stood up on the floor in Albany and said one word. None of them in their own conference are fighting any of these things. They're given the right to vote against it if they want, but they are not allowed to ever talk against their own assembly member in Albany or their own senator. That's how it works. So if you want to vote against it, as soon as they get their 75 plus one votes, there's 150 of us. So as soon as the Democrats get their 75 plus one, then they can vote no. So
It's just a sad state of affairs at all. Yeah, that's for sure.
You've seen it. I mean, this is sanctuary state, not sanctuary city. Sanctuary state. Impose that on the entire state from New York City. Again, New York City is crushing us, and that's why, without getting into it here, I do want to split this state off. It's gaining momentum. We need to get rid of New York City in the worst way to even have a chance of survival.
So yeah, we definitely do. That's the only hope. I think this state is. I mean, California. You look at a place like California; they have no hope anymore, right? They're done. They're finished.
They're done.
They're now. I mean, you might as well give it back to Mexico, because that's what you've got now. I mean, you basically have put in a place a wide open border, and now you're giving them all kinds of rights: health care, you know, free college, you know, schooling. You know, now you can sit on boards and committees and actually make the laws and help to craft the rules that other U.S. citizens have to follow. How do you like that?
As an illegal alien, and you can run for office.
Yes, it's ridiculous. I mean, basically now what California has said is, just like New York's going to say, is we are a sanctuary state. Welcome in. We'll give you all the rights and benefits. Just all you got to do is sneak over that border, swim around the gate, swim around the fence, go across the Rio Grande, sneak across the desert, hide in the back of a trunk, whatever. Well, all you got to do is get here, and we will take care of you. We'll protect you. We won't let ICE and the federal immigration come in and get you. We'll release you back out on the streets if you do commit a crime. And you know, what happens in a lot of these places is the police just stop arresting these folks. Like if they know they're going to be released right back out on the street, they start to say, well, what's the point, right?
Exactly.
And when that happens, it's happening now in like Seattle, right? You look at Seattle, and Seattle police officers saying, you know what? We have a catch and release program. They're not prosecuting drug offenses. Why are we going to arrest somebody that's shooting up, in the streets in open plain sight of a park, let's say, or a schoolyard? when all they're going to do is they're going to basically not even prosecute them. We're going to book them. We're going to do the paperwork. And then they're going to release them right back out on the street with no charges. And that's what's happening time and time again. And so what's happened is the police in Seattle have said, well, the heck with it. We're just not going to bother anymore. And suddenly you've descended into absolute chaos with you know, drug infested homeless encampments and homeless camping out in front of businesses,
needles
and,
on the street.
Oh my Lord, we posted a whole documentary that one of the local news stations in Seattle did. It's an hour long documentary and it is amazing. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you just find it on YouTube. You'll be able to find it there. It's really shocking. I mean, Seattle was you know, one of the thriving, you know, with Microsoft and you know, a wonderful place, and now it's just an absolute disaster. It's looking like the hellhole that San Francisco is, and it's descending even faster. That's what liberal progressive policies do. We can look at Baltimore. We can look at Chicago. We can look at L.A. We can look at San Francisco. We can look at Detroit. And we, you know, on and on. And now look at New York City, right? We're closing down Rikers. How's that going to work out? De Blasio saying the days of mass incarceration are over. It's a new day. It's a new day for who? The criminals you're letting out? Is that who's a new? It's not a new day for the poor residents that are now starting to get beaten up in the street. You're seeing a spike in violent crime in New York. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. You're seeing assaults and things like that on a fairly regular basis. In 3 to 5 years, New York City will be back the way that it was in the 1970s, where you've got, you know, hookers and prostitutes in Times Square and all kinds of, you know, drug dealing and whatnot. And they want to make that legal too, by the
prostitution
way.
Prostitution is going to be legal. They want to make it legal next year.
They want to make that legal. So guess what? You're going to, hey, take your kids down to New York City and go down to Times Square. You can see all the bustling metropolis. Oh, and all the prostitutes there that will now be setting up shop where it's, I mean, it's just insanity. But that's where we're going to get to, folks. Mark my words. You know, because 3 years from now, we'll look back and we'll say, oh, my God, how do we get here? How did it happen?
I'm watching it now. Albany, I think I told you last year before the election, if we lost the Senate, that Albany was saying this is going to be the craziest show you on earth. And then after the election, they called me up in the end of November and said, Dave, enjoy your holidays. You will never recognize New York State again for the rest of your life. That's what they told me. And we're watching it because all of a sudden I got in there in January, right till today. You're watching it right in front of us. We're witnessing the worst history that could ever be possible over here. And it's crazy stuff. And if we don't fight back, what really gets me though sometimes is sometimes I walk into people, they don't vote, and they have no idea what's going on. Yeah. They have no idea. They tune out. I understand that because we've been so beat up in New York State.
Well, and I think people get focused on their lives, right? I mean, they're focused on, you know, when is soccer practice? What do I get? I got to get the cheerleading. I got school events. I got parent teacher. I mean, you get wrapped up in your life, folks, but this stuff is affecting your life in a not good way, you know, unfortunately. And I think you've got to be aware of this. Mm. There are three types of people in life, and only three. Right, those that make it happen, those that make excuses why it doesn't happen, and those that wonder what the heck just happened. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people in the world are in that third category. They just go through life, you know, with an ignorant bliss and just focus on their own personal stuff. And I'm jealous, to be honest with you, in
until
a lot of ways, right?
To them, Glenn. Until it happens to them.
Yeah, exactly. Until they have to face the consequences of their inaction. Right. And we're seeing that on display in New York. All right, let's sneak in Brian Janik here before the break and talk a little bit about Medicare. It is Medicare season, so a super important decision that everybody has to make. If you're 65 or older, you must choose a Medicare plan. If you don't, there are federal penalties that you will face for the rest of your life. It is such an important decision that the federal government gives you a whopping roughly 60 days to make the decision that you have to make. And so we are now in the midst of that time. October 15th through December 7th is open enrollment season. And we have Brian Janik to tell us what's going on and what people should be looking out for. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, not bad. Yourself, Glenn?
Terrific.
Great show with you and Dave. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Everything so far. So as people are in this time of year, this is their time to make their change for January 1st. So, you know, over the course of this past week, I've seen people that have had changes in their medications. I've had people that changes in their doctors, people that have snowbirds that now all of a sudden will start to need services in Florida that they didn't need before. people that unfortunately have been diagnosed with cancer or needing infusion therapy. Those are people that have been coming in, and we've been either looking at the Medicare Advantage plans out there, which for 2020, there's two new plans that have hit the market. So we've gone from 41 to 43 plans in 2020. And then also looking at the Medigap programs, the true Medicare supplemental programs that for some people, yeah, they're higher in premium, but, you know, it might overall save them cost in their out-of-pocket. So just looking at the full picture and everything that's available, because, you know, in retirement, you have your fixed income. You know, you need to be watching out. And if your plan is raising co-pays, because this time of year with your Medicare Advantage plans, your co-pays can change, your drugs can change on their tiers. So these are all things that you need to know about going into 2020. Don't be surprised after January 1st and go, oh, I didn't know that that my drug went from a tier one to a tier three, and oh, now I have a deductible and it's costing me $50 a month for the med. So,
right,
the things that people really need to pay attention to. And, you know, well, I have clients now that, sure, there's some plans that haven't made too many changes from last year to this year. And, you know, we've had a quick 5-10 minute conversation and like, hey, anything changed? Nope, not everything's doing well. And we go over the brief changes and we're good to go for next year. But at least we've had a conversation about it to know that they're in the right plan for the next year.
Right. Yeah. Being independent makes a big difference. We have the ability to, you know, shop all those 43 different plans. And, you know, even if it's a plan that we don't work with, we can certainly refer you over to the folks that can help you with that as well. And, you know, not having to go from seminar to seminar to seminar, we're fortunate in Western New York to have some really wonderful insurance carriers. I mean, the Blue Cross Blue Shield, and there's you know, a whole bunch of them. I shouldn't have even picked out a name because they're all great, right? They're all really good companies. Blue Cross stands out because they've been an icon of Western New York for many, many years. But of course, if you're going to go to each of these, you know, presentations, if you're going to go to the United Health or the, you know, Excellus or whatever, you know, they're going to pitch their plans, right? Because that's what they do. That's their company, right? So they're not going to pitch the, you know, their other competitors' plans. They're going to pitch their plans. And so, you know, you're going to go place to place to place and get all these different pitches. When you can come to our place and we will give you an independent assessment. We're not going to pitch you anything. We're going to basically say, look, what are your needs? What are your, you know, doctor's prescriptions, your travel, things like that. And then try to give you, you know, a couple options that might be the best fits to give you the best coverage that you deserve and make sure you're not leaving any benefits on the table and getting the lowest cost for those benefits. And there is no extra cost for coming in and working with a Brian Janik or a Brian Faraci or a Phil Provenzano or any of our terrific folks, you know, at the TFG Insurance Agency, right?
Right. Yeah. So the and the other thing too is that everything for regarding commissions and everything, that's all regulated by Medicare too.
Right.
Some of these next thought is, oh well, you know, you're going to make more commission and you're going to push me to a certain carrier. But you know, all that stuff is regulated, and you know, to be honest, as we sit down with people, we don't care what carrier. You know, there's no preconceived notion as to this is the carrier that you're going to go with. It's what's the best for your needs, and let's go from there. Because, you know, there's some plans out there that, you know, your provider network can really hurt you. You know, that there's some plans out there that'll say, hey, you know, yeah, you can go to any provider here in Western New York, but you might have higher copay, you might have higher out of pocket with that, and you're not even knowing that. And then all of a sudden you go to the doctor and you start seeing that, geez, you know, my cost is this much higher just because I have this carrier, or right, look, this provider is no longer taking this carrier anymore. So there are some things that do change out there. And, you know, obviously people have their providers they don't want to change. You know, we're fortunate. We have Roswell Park here locally for cancer. That's, you know, a very highly respected cancer provider that a lot of people that going through that tragic disease want to have access to. And there's some carriers locally that don't have, you know, there's some carriers, right, but with plans you have locally that you don't have access to Roswell.
Right. So, yeah, very important to know all these things. And so if you'd like to come in for a complimentary consultation, you can give us a call at the office, 633-1515, or come in for our Medicare Mondays every single Monday through the rest of enrollment season. You can come into the office for a really independent, you know, overall educational workshop every single Monday. You can call the office for more information on that at 633-1515, or again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right, thanks, Brian. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
All right,
Brian.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to take a very short break, folks. When we come back, we'll be going right back to the phones, I promise. Allison, Jamie, John, and Jane, we will get to your calls in short order here. Stick with us. 803-0930 and star 930 if somebody hangs up. That'll be your cue to call in. You've got the Financial Guys along with New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. Got the Financial Guys here live in studio. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. Actually, Mike will be back next week. He is traveling today. We do have New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro, however, in his place, giving us all the lunacy that is Albany. You've got an event coming up, actually, that is really not so much an Albany event, but the Sportsman Dinner, second annual that you do every year, or I guess second year, really, right?
Yep.
Tell us about that, Dave.
It's an unbelievable time. We've got Paul Tuttle Sr. from Orange County Choppers coming again. He's a personal friend of mine. He hosts it. So if you've ever watched Orange County Choppers, Paul, his son, he'll be there. We're bringing the bike back too. If you remember, in February, we built the Vietnam Wall bike and then we unveiled it. It was on the show in February and then we unveiled it in East Aurora on Memorial Day. So that bike is coming back and we're going to have it at the dinner. So you can get your picture taken with Paul, get your picture taken with the bike. He's going to have all sorts of photographs that he brings and it's all free, except for the dinner, of course. We're honoring, this is the big thing is what I do this every year to honor people. And this year is really special. It's selling out right now because I'm honoring Carl Palladino as our community leader. Whether you like his politics or not, no one can stand up and say Carl hasn't done a tremendous amount for this community. Okay. And because of his politics, people shy away from supporting Carl in public. And I said, enough's enough. I'm gonna give him the whole night. This is to honor Carl with the Community Leader Award. I'm also, because of what Mickey Kearns has done, not only just in the job, but defending our freedom on the illegal alien driver license, I'm giving Mickey Kearns also an award. So you're going to be able to meet Carl and Mickey. They're going to be honored. Paul Sr., we're going to have silent auctions, basket raffles, floor raffles, because we've got a couple 501c3s that we help out. One is the KIA Memorial March Group. It's a veterans organization. We're helping them. My Father's House Ministries. We want to help them. And it's going to be a great time. It's if you want tickets, like I said, right now, you have to go to Eventbrite or go online at DiPietro for You, which is my name, the number 4UYOU, and you can get them there or Eventbrite and then just click on my name for the dinner. They're $69.95. To get into the dinner. It's selling out. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks, and would love to see you there. But if there aren't, I don't think we're going to have tickets at the door. So if you're going to wait till Thursday, that could be a little late.
Right. So this Thursday, 5:30, doors open, 7 o'clock dinner. And this is the to honor Carl Palladino for the second annual Sportsman's Dinner. So we'll try to see if we can get a link on our website to yours as well, if I can get that up quickly on Monday. But
we'll
see.
That'd be great.
So, I'll do my best. All right. Okay. If you need us throughout the week, folks, if you want to find out information on anything that we do, whether it be, you know, the events that we plug on the show, we're going to have another event that we're going to be plugging after the bottom of the hour here. Just, you know, go to our website. Everything is posted there typically at thefinancialguys.com. I've got about a minute here. I don't know if I should try to sneak somebody in. I'm not going to because I don't want to give you a short call here, but I promise when we come back on the other side of the news, I will roll right down the phone lines. Jamie, John, Jane, and Allison, you are up on deck, and we will get to your calls and many more here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Again, folks, you know, we do manage money for a living. Monday through Friday, we have the opportunity to work with people that think like us, which is really a wonderful thing. We have investment professionals and insurance professionals that cover a lot of different areas. We've heard from them throughout the months and weeks and years on this show, 20 years. But we've, you know, continued to create new divisions and new departments to help our clients really make sure that they have all their bases covered, whether it's property casualty, Medicare, health insurance, investment planning, retirement planning, estate planning, college planning, and much, much more. You can find out everything we do by going to our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. We'll be right back, and we'll go right to your phone calls here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Stay tuned. Alrighty, welcome back. Final 28 minutes here. News Radio 930 WBEN with the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, and New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. I'm going to plug one more event quick, and then we will go right to the phones, I promise. I want to welcome Jillian Johnson from the Veterans One Stop Center to promote an event coming up, which actually is going to compete with your event, Dave. So my apologies for promoting competing events for the same night this coming Thursday. But this sounds like a fun event as well. So, Jillian, thank you for calling in and spending a couple minutes with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so I want to talk about the Red, White, Rock, and Blues concert we have going on October 24th this Thursday. Is that Sportsman's Tavern and their second location, The Cave? It is from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's an amazing night. We have six bands taking both stages. There's a lot of silent auction items. There's over 35 silent auction items, over 70 gift cards for the gift card wall, raffles. It's a really fun night, and all the proceeds from this event go to the Veterans One Stop Center, Western New York.
Tell us a bit about the Veterans One Stop Center, because that's something that's new to me.
So we were created in 2013, and we serve the veterans and their families of Western New York, and we have completely free services and resources for them, from education, employment, housing, financial counseling, legal services, peer-to-peer support. We've served over 11,600 veterans, and that number is just growing more and more every year as more of the word gets out about the wonderful work that we do.
Terrific. And how can people find tickets to go to this event on Thursday?
Tickets can be found at the Sportsman's website, which is sportsmansbuffalo.com. Tickets are $10 pre-sale and $15 at the door.
All right. Jillian, anything I missed?
I think that's it. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everyone there. It really is a fun event. It's our second one, and it's one of the first events that is going to be on both stages at the Sportsman's. So looking forward to seeing it and looking forward to the event happening.
All right, terrific. Jillian Johnson for the Veterans One-Stop Shop. Again, second annual Red, White, and Rock and Blues concert, October 24th, 6 to 10. And you can pick up tickets at sportsmansbuffalo.com. Thank you so much, Jillian. Have a terrific weekend.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, you betcha. All right, 803-0930-930 if you want to join us here on the air. Let me go right to the phones, as I promised, and I'm sorry for keeping folks waiting for so long, but let me start with Jamie, who is down in Tennessee, if I'm reading that correctly. Jamie, you're live with the Financial Guys. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Are you listening online, I'm assuming, or on radio.com app or through the website, out of curiosity?
through the radio station.
Oh, okay. Are you down in Tennessee?
To my phone. Yes, sir. I'm in Tennessee.
Gotcha. Cool. Got to love technology, don't you? Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. We appreciate it, Jamie.
Thank you. there's a few things I want to talk about, get over with. Number one, splitting the state is a good idea. I think that's the best idea that David DiPietro has ever had.
I married my wife, so
second best.
and then the vaccination thing. What if you have what you call a against your religion kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's still gonna make you do it anyway.
Well, Democrats don't believe in religion apparently anymore. That doesn't matter.
Anymore. That's exactly right.
Well, that sucks.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better.
But there's another thing, too, just one more thing, about the, I've heard y'all talk about it, and I just finally got back on here, and about the abortion thing.
Yes.
That is plumb terrible.
It really is. I don't think people really, it's like they just ignore it because they know how bad it is, so they don't talk about it. The media in Western New York and across the state and really across the country has been, instructed by the Democrat National Committee to ignore it. You can't talk about it. I mean, look at what happened in Virginia. You had the Virginia governor come out and say, you know, well, if the baby is born accidentally, you know, it doesn't, if it's a botched abortion, we're just going to, we'll make the baby comfortable while the mom and the doctor have a discussion, you know, about, you know, terminating that, you know, afterbirth baby.
Sickening.
That, he should have been gone, right? He should have been, those comments combined with the blackface and everything else, and all of a sudden it's like, poof, it's gone. It's wiped out of the, no, don't look over here. You know, it was a flash of outrage and then it was gone. And the media just completely dropped it like a hot potato, as usual.
You're watching a double standard in this country, which is very dangerous, especially with the two-tier justice system. And that's another mm-hmm. prime example where they can do it. If we do it, we're done. If they do mm-hmm. it, they get away with it. And a lot of people, that could be yep. a tipping point.
Well, Dave, can I give you a suggestion?
Love mm-hmm. it. Sure.
You need to run for governor.
Yeah.
I love you. You're awesome.
You're the best. Thank you, Jamie. We really appreciate it. Thanks for listening down in Tennessee.
Thanks, and, Jamie.
We do appreciate it. Don't be a stranger.
Win.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger to the show, Jamie. Have a great weekend.
I won't.
All right. Thank you so much. 803-0930-STAR-93. You know, that's the cool thing with technology now, whether it's on the radio.com app or there's so many other apps out there. You can get the WBEN, I think, through a number of different of the types of programs. I know that when I'm driving, I travel a lot for work, and I like to do a lot of road trips. So when I'm mm-hmm. traveling up to Michigan or driving, you know, down to Florida or whatever, and you know, oftentimes I'll put on a couple different programs I have, like TalkStream Live is one of them. There's another one that I have on my phone I can't think of the name of, but it pulls all these stations from all over the country. So if you want to listen to a Rush Limbaugh, no matter where you are, you can pull this app up and see where, you know, all these different stations that Rush Limbaugh is playing on and pull them up, you know, right on your phone, which is really pretty neat. So mm-hmm. Pretty mm-hmm. soon this will be a national show without ever having to leave WBEN, which is kind of cool. So if you are outside the area and you want to join us, I haven't really plugged our 800 number, but you can always call the 1-800-616-9236 number. Again, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's stick with the phones, Dave, if we can, and try to clean these up the best of our ability. While people have been holding very, very patiently, let's go to Jane in Amherst. Jane, you are live with the Financial Guys. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm so happy that you brought this to our attention. And I never called in to Rush Limbaugh, but I would call in to Rush Limbaugh on this subject and on the subject of the, oh, my God, abortion after birth?
Mm-hmm.
Where
That's right.
Caesar? I mean, it's like the gladiators, thumbs down. And the Democrat Party, they would like to have an increased membership, yet they abort their future party members.
Well, they just import them, though. See, that's they're just replacing the aborted ones with the immigrants coming across the border illegally. That's the plan.
That's exactly
I'm serious.
Right.
That's exactly what they're doing. They realize that in many ways they're losing the black vote. And, you know, Donald Trump has done more for the black community than any other president in the last, say, 30 years. And, you know, from whether it be, you know, prison reform or you know, economic success with the lowest unemployment in history or whatever, you know, but of course he gets no credit for it. But at any rate.
So many years ago, I was absolutely dumbfounded when I was living in the District of Columbia and my daughter's pediatric practice broached me with the subject of having her vaccinated. And I said, are you kidding me? She goes to a Catholic school, and she is not sexually active. And it's against the law for her to be sexually active, quite frankly. Anyway, so every year for the annual checkup, I said, no, hell no. And I did a lot of research. And if you Google right now, Japanese supplement for HPV virus, Google, fortunately, says a Japanese mushroom extract appears to be effective for the eradication of human papilloma virus, according to a pilot clinical trial that was back in 2014. And so back in 2014, they said there was no effective medicine or supplement. But what if you dig into the research, the matter, what they don't tell you is, this HPV virus is very dangerous. British girls have dropped dead within a week of having this vaccination. The thing, what they don't tell you, it's only for like one or three strains of the human papilloma.
That's exactly right.
There are, I think, over 100. And yep. research has proven that if you get vaccinated, with these, just for these three, it leaves you vulnerable.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting the other nine.
Yes, Gardasil is only about 14% effective. Mm-hmm. So people think that this is going to be the vaccine that saves you. It's not. It's only effective in a small minority of cases. So it's another overreach mandate that it's an attack on religious freedoms. Make no bones about it. This has nothing to do with keeping your children or my children healthy. It's another attack to say we don't want these religious freedoms and we do want to take over parental care by the nanny state versus you as a parent.
And well, that's my issue with it. So like I said earlier in the show, you know, we did go ahead with the vaccination and we did do a lot of research and we did, you know, we looked at there's pluses and minuses and you see both sides of it. And there's a lot of data and a lot of research. And I would encourage parents to, you know, to do the research on their own and make their own decision as a family with their own family doctor as to what they think is the best for them and their children. It's up to the parents. It's not up to some federal bureaucrat or state bureaucrat to dictate how you treat your kids when it comes to these types of things. It's a different story if you're withholding, you know, cancer treatment or if you're withholding life-saving, you know, diabetes treatment or something like that. I mean, that, you know, there's a line that you cross into child abuse or neglect. This is not that anywhere near that line, however. This is a much different scenario that it just seems as if the state wants to exert their power no matter what. And, you know, you hear, and I got to find that. Maybe during this break I'll try to see if I can find the commercial that the one woman played where, you know, we got to stop thinking about our children as our children and start thinking about them as the collective, you know, the state's children and our community's children. They belong to the community. No, they don't. And until the community starts to pay for my kids, you know what I mean? And if they want to cover my college bill, cool. You know, then you can have some say. But until that time happens, you know, beat it. You know, my wife and I will make our own decisions.
That's right.
So anyway, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Jane.
We appreciate it, Jane. All right, 803-0930 on Star 930. Let's stick with the phones. We'll just keep rolling right down the list. Let's go to Allison in Grand Island. Allison, you're live with the Financial Guys and New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. How are you?
Hi, thanks, Glenn and Dave, for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for waiting.
Everyone, yeah. As everyone,
yes, thank you.
HPV, it's total, you're removing any parental choice.
Yeah.
When I talk to parents, and as a parent myself, as a healthcare provider, when I talk to parents who may have fully vaccinated their children and they say, well, no, never to the HPV, I tell them, you will not have a choice if this becomes mandated if you would like your children to go to public, private, or parochial school. And they're like, well, no. And they don't realize that there will be no choice if they wish to send them to any type of school. And so my question for you, Dave, is really, do you really think that we would be very effective of stopping this bill? You know, I'm very disappointed when I saw what happened to the religious exemption bill. I worked a lot on that. I went to Albany several times, and I was blown away by our local Western New York politicians who wouldn't even sit down with us to talk to us about this. And we said, if this is really about public health, look at these numbers. Numbers don't lie. When you look at health stats and data, removing the religious exemption, less than 0.5% of children in New York State, this has no impact on public health.
You're exactly 100% correct. It has no impact whatsoever. This is not about public health, though. That's where they skew the argument. They try to tell you this is a public health issue when it is not. It's a political, anti-religious issue.
You know, and I said, if you want to play the public health card, that's fine. And I can show you these different stats. So show me your stats. And we sat down with Senator Kennedy's office because, of course, he would never meet us in person, even when we were in Albany. And we said, tell me how you arrive at this is a public health concern because my data is showing different. And you know what they had to show us? Nothing.
Well, I tell people, and I'll say it on the air, follow the money. Okay? Yep. Follow the money. Gottfried, who's been the health chair for over 30-some years in Albany, which is exactly why we need term limits in the assembly where I'm at, just go look at his donations over his tenure. He's been there almost 50 years. He should wear badges all over his body telling you all the drug companies that have given him
like
tons
a NASCAR
of money.
Driver.
Exactly. And
that would
I tell
be
people,
actually, that's a great idea. You should be forced to wear and display the corporate sponsors that you have on your, whether your website or on like a jacket, just like a NASCAR driver, like a car.
Yeah. Why did they rush it through? Okay, why did they rush this through? Why couldn't they wait another year and say, you know what, let's do some more studies? Yeah. Just like with everything else, okay? It had nothing to do with studies because as soon as you shine a light on these people and you show that what they're trying to do doesn't make sense and you blow them out of the water with argument, then they're done. So they have to do everything under the secrecy and darkness of night, and that's what they're going to do here with this HPV. It's not going to be a full-blown study. Let's argue it. Let's debate it. It's not going to happen that way. So
It can't. It never does. It can't because the Democrats can't back it up. The facts don't oftentimes, back up their claims in any way, shape, or form, whether it's this impeachment thing at a federal level, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Russia, whether it's abortion, whether it's sanctuary states, whether it's driver's license for illegals, whether it's gun control. It doesn't matter. You know, there's a reason why, people like, Timmy Kennedy, you mentioned, or Sean Ryan or Brian Higgins, none of them will come on. Mark Poloncarz agreed on Twitter. I have the photo. I took a screenshot of it, and I like to send it to him every now and again to remind him that he promised he would come on the show. He agreed to come on and debate his liberal progressive policies until he figured out that we were serious and there's no way you could possibly beat us in an open debate. I even said that you could either pick Mike or I, one or the other. You don't have to have a two-on-one. You can decide which one of us. You can bring whatever material you want. You can do all the research you want on any topic you want. And we will and surprise us. And we'll come in with nothing but our brain. And we'll have a debate regarding liberal policies versus conservative and free market concepts. He won't do it. None of them will do it because they can't compete in the arena of ideas. They can't say, here's the data that backs up our argument. Here's the data and the research that we have that promotes, our side, gun control. Look at Chicago, right? If gun control works, Chicago would be the most peaceful place in the country.
That's right.
But it isn't, right? And so how do you debate that? How do you come on any sort of radio or any sort of show and debate that, the gun policies of Chicago are working, right? You can't, because they're not. How do you debate that the progressive policies in California are shrinking the gap between the rich and the poor like the liberals always profess? Well, you can't, because it's not. The actual empirical data shows the opposite time and time again. This is exactly why liberals have to rush this stuff through in the cover of darkness and push it through as fast as they can, because you said it best, Dave, as soon as you shine a light on this stuff and people start to realize, some of the actual facts and information around it, oftentimes they find out that the euphemism name that they put on a lot of these things is a completely misleading label for something that is exactly the opposite of what they thought it was. And of course, the consequences are always the exact opposite of what they intended.
Right. And Allison, if you want, my personal Facebook page is full, but if you go to my assembly page and follow it, and I'm telling everyone out there listening, I do post a lot of this stuff. I am trying to put together a forum on this HPV with a pro and a con and some authorities on this, some doctors, some people, scientists on this, to get it out into the public. But where I'm having a tough time is getting people who want to be the voice of the vaccine. So that as soon as I get that put together,
that's right.
I will do a public, because I go out there and stand on my principle, and I'll tell you what I stand for and take the hits. But unfortunately, the people who actually voted for this and are for it are not willing to stand up. So as soon as I get someone on the political end who will, we will do this for them.
All right. Allison, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks,
all right.
Allison.
Have a good one. All right. We got to take a very short break, folks. We are long in this segment. We're going to come back and clean up the phone lines and get through the rest of these calls, I promise. John and Jim, you are up on deck. Again, folks, we do manage money for a living. If you need us throughout the week, give us a call at the office, 633-1515. Again, 633-1515. We've got some fantastic events coming up, a lot of events this week. On Wednesday, we have our luncheon with Paul Meeks. That is for investment professionals only, just about 3 seats left. We also have our economic and market update, which is going to be at the Marriott at 6:15. Reservations are required. Again, you can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com to sign up, or you can call our Our office again is 633-1515. A couple events this week on Thursday, the Red, White, and Rock and Blues we talked about, 6 to 10. That's a great event to help out and raise money to benefit the Veterans One Stop Shop. And then, Dave, your event, the second annual DiPietro Sportsman's Dinner with honoree, special honoree, Carl Palladino. That's also on Thursday. And yes. We'll try to get some of these links up on our website at thefinancialguys.com. Yeah, Dave.
Okay, no, that's great. Thanks.
All right, perfect. All right, cool. Let's take a very short break. We'll come back. We'll clean up the rest of these calls, and we'll get right to it. So the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome back. I like your folder there, Dave.
You like that?
That's perfect, yeah. Absolutely. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, along with in studio today, New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. Actually, Mike will be back next week. He'll travel in today, just getting back into Buffalo. We'll be on next week together, along with Ron Reinstein, and talking a little bit divorce and mediation next week. So if you are in the I would say unfortunate, but really, most people I talk to are getting divorced. A lot of them are pretty happy, to be honest with you. So maybe I should rephrase that. If you are in the fortunate or unfortunate position of getting a divorce, you won't want to miss next week's show. Or you can always call Ron directly at the office. He is a certified divorce financial analyst at 633-1515. All right, let's try to get through. We got about 5 minutes left here. So let's jam through the phones the best we can and see if we can get everybody on so we don't leave anybody hanging. Let's go right to the line here, and we'll go to John in Rochester. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, John.
How you doing this weekend?
I miss Bill Noja every day. That guy was such a good spokesman for the movement in New York.
You know, he was my best friend in Albany.
Unbelievable. Boy, what a loss it was to the
community. Sure was. I did his eulogy.
But, you know, a few days ago, somebody was murdered near the river here downtown, and the murderer stabbed another person near the bus terminal, which is very close. And I walk that route a lot. I avoid it because there's a lot of congregation of people that look like they could cause a lot of trouble. So the guy that did the stabbing, it was a knife attack. He was out on some kind of a fluke decision by a judge on a bail issue. He was out. He had stabbed somebody else, I think, in August or March or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have this bail relief legislation they've promoted, which gives these criminals more leeway.
Yes, absolutely. That you're going to see a lot more of that, just, you know, walking right back out on the street. As I said earlier in the show, sadly, you know, you're going to have to make sure that you are aware of your surroundings and do the best you can to protect yourself and your family, because they're going to be and your property. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the first thing that's going to spike in this state is going to be property crime. You're going to see that. You're already starting to see it. San Francisco has about one out of every two cars is getting broken into within like every hour. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're the break-in capital of the world because there's no consequences. These people just are let right back out on the street. So it's, you know, it's amazing. But that's coming again to a New York State town near you.
And what's scary also is we have a district attorney's race here in Rochester. And the incumbent, Sandra Dorley, she's a Republican. She is getting her opponents getting all kinds of funny from a George Soros type organization. And you take what happened in our attorney general's race here with Letitia James. You got Keith Ellison, who I think is the Attorney General of Minnesota. The left is trying to take over these prosecution-type positions, district attorneys, et cetera.
Well, that's been their goal since the 2000 election. I mean, once they lost in the state of Florida the hanging Chad thing, the Democrat Party had a pretty big push, and they continue to have that push 20 years later, of state taking over. You're exactly right. The state's attorney's offices to fight these battles in these kind of, you know, in those situations. So
then you go to the courts, the appellate court, the Court of Appeals here in New York, and of course the Southern District of New York down in Manhattan.
Yep.
I'm telling you, they're filled with leftists, and I pity guys like Chris Collins, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump. When he gets out of office, they're legislating against Donald Trump. They're not looking for a crime. They're looking for a man and trying to find a crime that he's committed. That is unbelievably unconstitutional.
It really is. It's nuts.
You've got seven right now primarying in the assembly alone, seven Democrats in the assembly who are they're hardcore Democrats, but they're being primaried from AOC people. All in the people running against them are running on the socialist democratic line, which is the communist line. They're running and they're going to win.
They're running as communists.
They're running as communists, and they're going to beat these six Democrats in the assembly right now.
Well, it's crazy. I got to let you go, John. We're out of time, unfortunately. Jim, I'm sorry. I'm not going to get to you either. Unfortunately, I left you hanging. I'll go to you first next week if possible. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
I wish we could have had a little more time to get to some of the other topics like ICE and Sanctuary State, but obviously the HPV thing and is a huge deal. I found that video, by the way. I don't have time to play it, but it was MSNBC's host, Melissa Harris-Perry. I will plug that and put that. I'll post it right now to our Twitter feed to find out more information on everything we do and all of our social media links and our podcast. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, again, we do manage money for a living. Give us a call at the office, 633-1515, especially if you need help with Medicare. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thanks again to New York State Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll see you next week right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.